Welcome to the Wellbeing Lounge and a very happy new year to everybody. I hope you've had a healthy Christmas or festive season and that you're not too overwhelmed as we get into 2024. I have, as always, amazing guests on this show. They're going to inspire you, they're going to support you and hopefully give you their top tips as well. My first guest is Robert Stevens from Optic Solutions, and he focuses on the area of well-being in the workplace as much as all of our leaders do. And I love hearing their perspective, everyone's new perspective on what we can do. Because as far as I'm concerned, the more we can learn from people who are leading in their fields, the more choice we have when it comes to doing our own work. So welcome to the lounge, Robert.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. And happy new year to everybody.
Thank you for being here. Well, tell me a little bit more about Optic, first of all, please.
Sure. So we're a digital marketing agency. So in simple terms, we do everything online to help businesses grow and to find the right customers.
Fabulous.
I think, you know, we've been around for a long time. So we were one of the first people in this sector. We've been going now for 24, almost 25 years. So we are ancient in the terms of digital.
It's brilliant, though, because, of course, because you've been there so long, you will have seen how things have changed and how many more people are now moving into the digital era and realizing how important that aspect is. So with that, you obviously have to look out for your well-being, the well-being of your teams as they're trying to take on all of these new approaches, the new things people want, the demands of your clients. So what for you? Let's start with the bad first. What are some of the key mistakes you've seen or perhaps even experienced leaders making when it comes to well-being?
I think, you know, there's a whole minefield out there, right? So, you know, you can or either experience or be part of situations, you know, almost on a daily basis, interaction by interaction. So I think the things that really stand out for me in terms of themes are around authenticity. And I think that then leads and bleeds into consistency. You know, if you're in a situation where you know that it's not working for you, like it's unhealthy, the balance isn't right. But if that's consistently the case, then you can be proactive to do something about it and you can make that choice. I think what's really difficult is where you're in a situation where it's inconsistent. And then there's that also, you know, blend of like lack of authenticity at the same time. So you're never quite sure where you are. And that's really destabilizing. And I think that for me is when you blend all that together, that is a highly kind of toxic environment. But it's also, at times it can be not that. So you're never sure if you're coming or going. And I think that would be the thing to watch out for. And I think if you're caught there, it's worth taking a moment to kind of really think about, you know, is this something that you're prepared to kind of allow to carry on? You know, do you want to address it or do you want to make a change?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really beautiful illustration, in fact. And it really speaks to a lot of what I do, because sometimes I say to people, well, quite a lot of the time, it's not always psychological, it's practical. And what you're talking about, that consistency, that awareness of, hang on a minute, what is the actual situation that's going on here? It does take away from the psychological element. Of course, there is a psychology. You talk about authenticity, but that consistency, the external factors are also important when it comes to assessing well-being. I think that's brilliant. Now, in our conversations off air, you have talked about being able to implement a number of well-being strategies that are successful. I know you do say you're a small company, but at the same time, you know, don't take that away from your success there. What interventions have worked for you?
I think in terms of interventions, the game changer for us came when we actually thought really deeply about what our team were looking for, bearing in mind that we've got a very young organization. You know, there's lots of kind of Gen Zers there. And the things as kind of owners from a different generation that we thought were important, when we actually surveyed and spoke to the team, like, so for us, you know, we had a completely different set of like requirements in terms of like what we were looking for. And it was interestingly kind of like the pay, which we all thought would be right up there in the top kind of like, you know, two or three, wasn't even in their top 10. And we were like, what is going on here? So things like kind of progression, development, learning opportunities, you know, growth as well, sustainability, ethical approach. And we were like, right, what? Like, these were things that people really, really like had in their top 10 and what they wanted to see from the employer. So we had to then shift as owners and operators to a whole different operating model. And one of the things that we brought in, so sorry, this is a long explanation, but we basically took a day a week out of our working week, which we then dedicated to development and learning. And so that day is available for every member of the team, whether you're an apprentice or whether you're a director or a head of department. It doesn't really matter. Everyone's got that day, and we then will pay for and support their development and learning as long as it kind of is in line with the goals of the operation and the business. So we're not going to say you can go off and we'll pay for you to become a, I don't know, a hang gliding pilot. But we will pay for you if you want to develop your data analytical skills. Or, you know, we've recently had somebody went on a mental health first aiders course, and we've had other people who've, you know, done lots of complementary skills. So that change we made like 3 years ago. And I remember as owners thinking, you know, it's going to cost us a fortune. We've just immediately given away 20% of our bottom line there. And, you know, but guess what? You know, now that we've had 3 years to kind of reflect on that and see the impact, and we haven't lost productivity, which I know people probably call us out on BS on that, but we haven't. Like, we've measured it really carefully. If anything, productivity's gone up. The general well-being of the staff's gone up. You know, the benefits in terms of like their academic performance or insights in terms of like, you know, whatever it is they're studying, analytics, access to other people who are also keen to develop and learn and grow. The network that comes with that, like the benefits have been enormous. So that one thing in itself has created a whole other, I would say, series of add-on additional benefits. But it's a massive step, I think, for a business to say we're going to do that.
Yeah.
But we've seen how beneficial that's been, and that's then allowed us to hang off the back of that a whole load of other support and mechanisms as well. But I think that is probably the key for us, is baking that into our operating model.
I love that, because not only is that such a wonderful demonstration of investment, not just talking about it, but really investing in people and supporting them, but I really like your point about how you had to make this mindset shift. That's something I talk about all the time. We're often, as adults, trying to teach young people from our own experience, our landscape, and that doesn't work because the landscape has changed hugely significantly, especially with the onset of so much technology and digitalization and social media. So what mindset shifts do you believe that organizations do need to make? Because you said one big one yourself, which was, oh, we might lose 20% of our bottom line straight away. Yeah, it's a big, brave decision to make, but yeah, it's paid off.
Well, you know, guess what? Gen Z don't care about your bottom line. Quite frankly, they do not care. They're not interested in you buying a holiday home as an owner, or, you know, that second luxury car or whatever it might be. You know, they're not at all interested, right? So what they are interested in, though, you know, is the kind of social impact. It's about the environmental impact. So they're looking for a different experience through work. Like, you know, I know a lot of people saying Gen Zers aren't ready for work. Like, well, no, they're not ready to go down the mines. Like, you know, we're not in the 18th century. And I think what they are ready for, though, is to kind of have meaningful contributions on their terms. And I think if you can be more aware on have to take a more holistic view of where they're coming from, because ultimately, you know, they're the ones that are going to inherit the planet when we're all off, right? And so we've caused so much damage. Like, they're already walking into this with debts like we've never seen before, with a planet that's dying, you know, with an unbelievable amount of pressure and demands on them. But guess they are stepping up, and they're like, we want to take this seriously. We want to do something about it. And I want to work in an organization that has real meaning and not just, you know, like the bottom line. So like I said, it's a significant change. And I think if you're not on board with it, you're not going to be able to secure the talent of the future to continue your organization.
Yeah, I fully agree. It is about thinking forward and saying, well, who am I attracting with my behavior, and maybe sticking to old rules and old things, which maybe aren't as relevant nowadays. I love that you talk so positively about the engagement and the excellence that Gen Z can actually bring to us, because so often we hear about, exactly like you said, oh, they're not ready for work. But you're right in saying, yeah, okay, not down the mines, but things have changed quite a lot now. So how do you promote integration and learning from your new recruits, people who are going to be the future of your company, and perhaps those who are a little bit more set in their ways?
Yeah, and I think the best way to do this is it comes back to the point we raised in the beginning around authenticity and consistency, because it's your behaviors, your actions. Like, you can have all of the kind of corporate taglines you like, you can have your values and behaviors all, you know, documented and on your website. But as soon as somebody walks through that organization and actually experiences, you know, if it's the same, great, right? If it isn't, you've got big, big problems. Because guess what? You know, these Gen Zers are connected on social media immediately. So they're not just letting their friend know when they go home, or their mom or their dad. They can be letting hundreds, if not millions, of other people know. And so your brand become, you know, your behaviors, right? And I think that's where I think a lot of the kind of generations like myself and others are potentially, you have a pitfall there, right? So it's not, you know, do as I say anymore. It's very much do as I do, because if you're not demonstrating those behaviors on an authentic and consistent level, then it'll all fall apart. So, and I think, yeah, more than anything now, people are being called out, and these Gen Zers, they're not afraid to kind of call BS on things when they see it and feel it.
Yeah, and so they shouldn't, actually. In fact, we can all do with being called out a lot more sometimes. I mean, Rob, you're like a breath of fresh air. It is just so lovely to chat with you, and I wish we had longer. And where can we find out more about your organization, especially now if we're thinking, oh, I'd actually like to apply?
So it's getting to a point where we're almost more about our well-being and our culture than we are about marketing. Like, marketing is what pays the bills, right? So let's not forget that. But the website, www.opticsolutions.co.uk, you can find us there. You know, we are a marketing company, so we do a lot across social channels. We're on YouTube, you know, we are on Instagram. So you'll find us. If you look for Optic Solutions, you know, there we are. You know, we're a friendly bunch. So yeah, just check us out. And if you want to get in touch, I'm more than happy to chat.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thank you very much.